I think that most of us would say at one time or another, we have had some regrets. We wish we could return to the past and change some of the choices that we've made. But the issue isn't whether or not we have some regrets. The real issue is, how have we handled them and what do we do now? Otherwise, we will end up living with feelings of guilt, anger, sorrow, frustration, and that's no place to live. And that's not what God would want. I invite you this morning to take your Bibles and would you turn to Genesis chapter 42. Genesis chapter 42, I'd like to read verses 29 through 36. Beginning at verse 29. Then they went to Jacob, their father, in the land of Canaan, and told him all that had happened to them, saying, "The man who is lord of the land," they don't know it's Joseph, "spoke roughly to us and took us for spies of the country. But we said to him, 'We are honest men, we are not spies. We are 12 brothers, sons of our father. One is no more, and the youngest is with our father this day in the land of Canaan.' Then the man, the lord of the country, said to us, 'By this I will know that you are honest men. Leave one of your brothers here with me, and take for the famine of your households and be gone. And bring your youngest brother to me, so I shall know that you are not spies, but that you are honest men. I will grant your brother to you, and you may trade in the land.' Then it happened, as they emptied their sacks, that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were afraid." Verse 36, "And Jacob, their father, said to them, 'You have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. Now you want to take Benjamin. All these things are against me.'" At that point, Jacob feels that his world is falling apart. "All these things are against me," he says. By the way, he may think that all these things are against him, but God. Let me show you. Turn to chapter 50 of Genesis. Chapter 50. Verse 20, this is Joseph speaking to them. "But as for you," he's saying to his brothers, "as for you, you meant evil against me, but God," see it? "But God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." So he said, "You don't need to be afraid. I will provide for you and your little ones." And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. That's interesting. Jacob is not seeing things as they really are. He said, All these things are against me. By the way, if you think everything's going against you now, maybe you're down, maybe you're discouraged, maybe you're facing some very difficult circumstances, would you please keep in mind you may not be seeing things as they really are? I think all of us need that statement given to us from time to time. Now stop. You may not be seeing that as it really is. Jacob was not seeing things as they really were. He said, all these things are against me. I've lost everything. But we find out at the end of the book of Genesis, Joseph's, oh no, all things really weren't against Jacob, but God. You'll notice in verse 36 of Genesis 42, go back there. Genesis 42, verse 36, look at it again. And Jacob, their father, said to them, you've bereaved me. Now, here's what he thinks he's lost. First, he thinks he's lost Joseph. He's not seeing things as they really are. Joseph is not dead. He thinks he is. And they have no idea that the man they're talking to in Egypt, this leader over everything, is Joseph. He's not dead. But Jacob and the brothers think so. And so Jacob feels like, I've already lost Joseph. By the way, they come and they stand before Joseph. They don't recognize him. You say, well, how does that fit? They don't really recognize Joseph? Why would they not recognize him? Well, there's several reasons. First of all, he would be dressed like an Egyptian, so they wouldn't think that was Joseph, or he's speaking through an interpreter. And by the way, it is 20 years later that they're seeing him. If you didn't get that, get your high school yearbook out and take a look at that picture and then walk in the other room and look in the mirror. You won't recognize that person either. I've looked at mine. I know. So they don't recognize Joseph. But Joseph is not dead. But Jacob thinks he is. And secondly, look at the verse. Simeon is not gone. Jacob says, you've bereaved me. Already I've lost Joseph. Now Simeon is no more. Simeon's not gone. In fact, Simeon is actually under the personal protection of his brother Joseph. What could be better? What could be safer than for Simeon to be with his brother Joseph, who is protecting him from all the famine and all the circumstances and all the rest? Jacob is not seeing things as they really are. I do not know where you are with some of the emotions. There has been so much happen in this last couple of years in our country, and I mean, all of us, I don't care, we've all gone through some struggles and losses. As you know, many of you, lost loved ones or friends through the COVID thing and all the rest. So there have been a lot of tears, and there's been a lot of heartache, and there are a lot of situations like that. Could I say just a word about emotional struggles and maybe a little bit about depression. There's a lot to say about it, but depression is often caused when people face a succession of loss of love objects. The love object may be a person. It could be a thing or a goal. It might be something that you thought was going to happen. You were just sure that this was the way that was going to work out and this is what the Lord would do, and then it didn't happen that way. Or you thought, well, this is exactly what I thought my son or daughter would do, and then they didn't. And then all the rest comes. And this succession of loss of love objects can cause feelings of sadness, loneliness, even hopelessness. But God, if you're in that situation where you're thinking to yourself, it just seems like it's just loss after loss after loss after loss. Be careful. You may not be seeing things the way they really are. Too easy for us to say, well, okay, now this is what's happened, so I know what's going to happen. And then they're going to do this, and then my husband, and then stop. That's not the way to live. That's not what God would want. And notice, sometimes when we don't see things the way they really are, it brings the depression or emotional struggles. We need to stop. By the way, I want to remind you of a verse of Scripture about what God says about some of the things that we face. This is in Philippians chapter 3:13. Let me quote it. Paul said, "But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." Did you know that there are times when we have to say, okay, you know what? Lord, help me just to forget that. I mean, come on, all of us looking back over all the years, if we just dwell on it all the time, no, that's not what God wants. There is a time for us to say to the Lord, now, Lord, would you just help me to forget what they did or what happened, not hold a grudge, not try to get back at them, just commit it to you, and just help me to forget it and to put it away. Because otherwise, all the regrets of the past will drag you down, and you'll be living in pain and sadness, and that's not the way we should be living. And sometimes, then to find out, after we worried about it for 15 years, it didn't happen that way after all. Well, I wish I'd known that. Well, hello. Sometimes we don't see things as they are. Jacob says, all these things are against me. Joseph's gone. Simeon's gone. Neither of those are true. He's not seeing things as they are. Joseph's gone. Simeon's gone. Then he says, and you want to take Benjamin. He said, now, I don't have any hope. I might as well die. Those who struggle with depression or emptiness or hopelessness think that they have dilemmas which can no longer be resolved, dilemmas that do not have solutions. Listen carefully. Do you have dilemmas in your life right now, some things that aren't exactly the way you thought it would be, and you now have come to the place where you think there's no solution to it? It could never work out. Stop. You don't know that. And you are God's child. I am God's child. All things are not working together against me and you. All things are working together for good. And so sometimes depression will distort our view of the future. We don't see things as they really are. Too many people end up viewing their life through the eyes of depression. Everything they see is negative. Stop being negative. You don't know all that God is going to do or how He's going to work things out. So put your circumstances in there. Maybe you need to forget the past. Maybe you need to remember. No, all things are not working against you. They're working for you. But God. You see the difference? Notice, Jacob said, all these things are against me. Years later, he hears Joseph say to him, but God. This is what you did. This is what I faced. This is where I ended up. And Joseph is saying, then who would have thought that this would be the way that God would provide for you by sending me away into captivity and I rise to leadership here so that I can provide for you. So that's why he says, but God, God can make the difference. I've listened to those verses. So the truth of the matter is, he's not going to lose Benjamin. Did you see how he's viewing it? Okay, he says, I've already lost Joseph. Now Simeon's gone. And now you're going to take Benjamin. So Jacob is saying, so now I've lost Benjamin. No, he hasn't. He's not seeing it clearly. Make sure that you're not drawing conclusions that are not true. All these things are not against him. Truth is, all these things were working for him. To which we wish we could say, Jacob, put your Kleenex away right now, would you please? You don't really need to cry. You just think you need to cry. You didn't lose Joseph, and you didn't lose Simeon, and you're not going to lose Benjamin. But that's what you're thinking. Interesting. Often we do not see how things are working for good. I've heard many people, I've probably said this myself, well, if you just knew how I feel, could I remind you of what that verse says in the book of Romans? It does not say, but we see that all things work together for good to those who love God. It doesn't say that. By the way, it doesn't say this either. But we feel that all things work together for good to those who love God. It doesn't say that either. But we know.
Amen.
Wonderful. Thank you. But God. Yes. We may not, it's not what we see or what we feel. It's just what we know. Know what? We know God's word is true. We know God loves us. We know we're His children. We know He will provide for us. He's promised He will care for us. Have you forgotten? I preach this so often, but I keep reminding myself, at the moment that I got saved, God came to live within me in the person of the Holy Spirit. You're sitting here as a Christian, knowing the living God. You've got God in you. How could you possibly say, well, just everything's against me. Everything's gone wrong. My whole family's messed up. It's just, I'm done with it. Stop. But God. I don't know where you are spiritually today. I hope that every person here can say, I know for sure that if I died tonight, my soul would go to heaven to be with God. You can say that if, as according to the Bible, you understand that you're a sinner, you cannot save yourself. God the Father sent His Son into this world to die on a cross. He didn't die like the ones on the either side of Him. They died for their own sins. He had not committed any sins. He died for our sins. Paid the price so that we can have eternal life. You get to heaven by simple faith in Jesus Christ and what He's done on the cross. Amen. You say, well, I hope you've made that decision. And maybe you're saying, I've made that decision. That's good. Think of what God has done for us. Just think about it. In fact, I want you to listen. Just listen as I read this. As I read it this past week or two in preparing this, it means a lot. Just listen. And you, so I put my name in there, He has made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. I was dead in sin. In which I once walked according to the course of this world. Do you remember when you walked according to the course of this world before you knew the Lord? According to the prince of the power of the air. That's the Satan. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Among whom also we all once, that is in the past, conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh. We just did whatever our flesh wanted. Our old nature. We were fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of our mind. So we didn't even think correctly. And we were by nature at one point the children of wrath. We were unsaved. We were not a part of God's family. Okay. I want you to see what I just read. Get your Bible or get your phone. Would you turn to Ephesians 2? I want you to see this. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Now follow in your Bible along with me. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's verse 1. In which you walked according to the course of this world. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience, among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, just as others. Now watch, but God. Did you see that? There it is again. But God. But God what? But God, who is rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, when we were dead in trespasses and sins, made us alive in Christ. By grace we have been saved. Oh my goodness, it says He is rich in mercy. God is rich in mercy. And He saved us by His grace. And you remember, I always call them bookends, grace and mercy. In mercy, God withholds from us what we deserve. In grace, He gives us what we don't deserve. There's the bookends. That's what He did for us. And so, this passage says, yeah, this is the mess you were in. Yeah, it was a mess. But God. Jacob, so what do you think? All these things are against me. Everything. And years later, he hears Joseph say, oh no, it looked like everything was against me, even what you did to me, but God. What a great thought. Sometime this week, you may have a conversation with somebody, and after you listen to it, and maybe they're going down that sad road, and they're putting together all these circumstances and all the rest. They're Christians, but they start giving that to you. Listen carefully, and then just smile and look at them and say, but God can make it all different. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done in your mercy and grace for us. What a wonderful illustration from Joseph's life and Jacob's life. But God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.